Thanks, everyone, again for joining us, Bridging the Gap. I'm Corey Graham, be your host again today, but the judge will be back tomorrow. Today, we are bringing back one of our favorite guests, Chad Birch, with the Stanton City Park Parks and Rec Board. Chad's going to tell us a little bit about what's going on in the park and what you can look forward to this summer. And Chad, if you don't care, go right ahead and lead us in and tell us a little bit about what kind of dealings we can look for around the city park this year.
Corey, again, thanks for having me back. I had a great time last time. Hoping to have a good time this time. So our city park has been busy, very busy. If you've been out there, you probably can understand that's an understatement. We've had, just this last weekend, we had our out-of-school park bash, and we had a travel baseball tournament going on. So we had hundreds of people at the park all weekend long. So leading right into that, we just got through having our out-of-school park bash last Saturday, and it was a great success. We get donations from Dairy Queen in Stanton, from Grippo's, from Little Debbie, from L8. I mean, it's marvelous how it all comes together. We run the splash park for free all day long. We have WSKV out there. They're playing music for the kids, doing prizes. It's just it's a great, fun family event. And we went through 500 hamburgers and hot dogs. I mean, we ran through them in three and a half, four hours. So it was quite a good success. I was very happy about that.
Well, and it's a big hit for the community too. It gives everybody something to do to celebrate the summer, and you know, events like that where you don't expect any monetary return, that's the best kind of thing you can do around here.
Right. It's totally a give back effort. It's the only kind of effort like this, only kind of event like this we put on all year. But I think it's always well received. We try and promote it as best we can. You know, especially goal of our park is to try and bring in people from surrounding counties, surrounding cities, bring them to our park, show them what we have to offer here, and maybe while they're here, they'll swing by and grab a burger or an ice cream or some chicken somewhere or stay in some of our hotels and just, really, really engage our community. And that's what we're all about, is just bringing people in.
Well, and you're talking about the park. I mean, it's not a recent addition to the Splash Park. It's not a recent addition to the city park. But then again, for someone our age, it's not something that's just always been around. Can you tell us a little bit about it if people haven't seen it?
Yeah, our Splash Park, it's a very, very popular event. It's been open for about a week or two now. It's $2 a day. The kids can come and with adult supervision and can enjoy the splash park all day. Has quite a few amenities, like fixtures. They squirt water. We have a pirate cell that dumps water on the kids. They have these little water guns they can fire at each other. It's all sorts of stuff to engage them in. And then they all seem to have a blast. They're running around there, just loving every minute of it. But it's a very fun, very entertaining thing. And like I said, it's $2 a day, or you can rent the splash park from 6 to 8 o'clock in the evening. If you want to rent it, you can call the Stanton City office during normal business hours at 606-663-6474. Find out if it's available, and if it's free, you can reserve your spot there.
And I guess that's probably pretty popular, birthday parties and things like that coming up in the summer, and great for the kids, I'm sure. Is there, for anyone who's not been there, around what age range would you say is appropriate for the splash park? I mean, obviously, if you're our age, you're a little bit too big for it, but I know there are things for small kids and bigger kids too.
Right. Yeah. We've had, sometimes parents will come and they'll come in their bathing suits and they'll have their real small, almost babies out there, and they'll kind of take them some of the things. It's, a gentle sprinkling for some of them. All the way up to 13, 14, 15-year-olds you'll see out there running. And even every now and then, you'll see some of the adults who've maybe been running around the park or doing something like that kind of just dip their head in there just to cool off, and we always encourage that. We don't want anyone having any health issues out there. So if you're overheating at the park, feel free to go over there and tell the attendant, and they'll let you cool down. It's totally fine.
Well, and you were talking about adults who are out there running at the park. I know there's a really nice track out there now.
Yes. We have a paved trail. Features a third of a mile segment and a half mile segment. You could go on either one. It will take you through the heart of the park. You'll see every single amenity we have to offer. And like I said, it's paved, which is really good for people who might want to take bicycles out there. If you might have a kid that maybe is learning to ride a bike and you want them to follow you while you run, that's fine. We've had some people out there who have some running strollers who will go in running with their kids and push them in the strollers while they run. You see a lot more in Lexington, but I've seen it out there at City Park also. And it makes it very easy for maybe even some people who might have some health issues to get around to some of the farther ends of the park. So they can go out and watch maybe their grandchildren play t-ball or youth soccer, or even go to the playgrounds or go to a birthday at one of the pavilions. So it's a pretty nice feature to the park. It's one of our more popular features all throughout the year.
Well, and one thing, it's been a while since I've been out there, but I would remind everyone or let everybody know if you've not taken advantage of it, there are parts of that track that are really well shaded. They're comfortable even when it's warm outside, and it's a nice view. It's a nice environment to walk in.
Yep, absolutely. It's in the third of a mile segment, we'll take you right through kind of the middle of our park behind the baseball field and in front of one of our playgrounds, and it's completely shaded. That area also offers some kind of like barbecue pits, where if you want to bring your own charcoal and lighter fluid, you can bring your family out there and cook some burgers on the grill. That's totally free. And we have some park benches out there you can enjoy and just have yourself a little picnic while you're out there.
Well, and speaking of exercise and fitness and recreation, I know the summer basketball league's underway now. Tell us a little bit about how that's playing out.
Yep. Actually, it was supposed to start last Thursday. We'll be starting this Thursday. We have 8 teams this year. We have teams from Powell County, from Estill County, from Menifee County, Montgomery County, a lot of surrounding counties. That's, again, one of our key goals of the park is to bring people in. It's an adult basketball league. Games are on Thursdays. They start at 5:30. We have games at 5:30, 6:30, 7:30, and 8:30. And they'll run for, 7 weeks. And then there'll be a tournament at the end of the season. So it'll probably conclude around early August. And that's always a really popular event. It'll bring in, I would say, probably 100 people, 120 people to the park every Thursday who may or may not come out there anyways. And it's a real, real fun environment. You get to watch some pretty good guys play. I mean, we have some former college basketball players who played Georgetown, Morehead State, places like that, Pikeville College, Campbellsville. They come out there and play Union. We have a player this year who played at Union. So you can see some pretty good talent, especially some people who – most of these guys came out of the 14th region. So some former basketball players, still kind of
– probably some familiar faces that we've maybe cheered against in the past. But we can maybe, put that aside for a little bit.
Yeah, because, there's a good chance that they're playing on someone – playing on a team with somebody you know. So it's a different game, and we're all older now. We're not in high school anymore, so –
well, yeah, to a degree. But, old habits die hard.
Yep.
But that's great because, like you said, these are people who, a lot of them, they don't live here. So just like any other tourist attraction we have to offer in Powell County, these people are spending money here. And they're bringing something into the community when they come.
Right.
Now, as far as park amenities, we've talked about the splash park and things like that. But one thing I know is near and dear to your heart and exciting for you and actually will be exciting for everybody who's out there. I know there's been a lot of talk about Wi-Fi connectivity out there, and what's the progress on that project?
Yeah, so we've had Wi-Fi in the past. Our Wi-Fi first was installed maybe 3 years or so ago, and we have a couple internet connections going on out there. But as you can imagine, as times went on, the systems got a little old, and also we're browsing heavier content, as I would say. We're seeing more videos, more audio streams coming through, so it's really taking a toll on the internet. So some efforts we have going on underway right now is we're looking at trying to get fiber internet, which is currently in Stanton. We'll get some fiber lines ran out to the park. That way we can have a lot faster internet connection speed, as well as an upgrade to our Wi-Fi and camera system. We'll be sending out quotes for that in the coming days, and hopefully we'll have that installed. It might not be in before next season, but that's definitely coming soon, and that should be a nice upgrade especially for parents who are out or grandparents watching their kids practice and maybe need to do some quick work or browsing the internet while they're waiting for some stuff to happen. So,
and now that's just gonna, is that going to be a free amenity of the park? Or
absolutely.
Is that, awesome. Awesome.
Absolutely.
Well, you spoke there just really briefly about cameras. And I know when you're out in the community and you talk about the park or you talk about really any attraction in Powell County, one of the first things that people key in on and one of the first questions they have is, what are you doing about security for these right. types of things? And I know you and I have talked off air quite a bit over several years about the necessity for some increased security measures at the park. Of course, we all know that 99% of the people who utilize the park are just there to have fun and relax and enjoy some family time, and then they head on home. But just like with anything else, we definitely have some ne'er-do-wells who show up. And what kind of measures are we looking at in the park as far as trying to remedy some of these issues?
Sure. So as part of our quote we'll be pushing out, there'll be an expansion for our camera system to try and get as many angles covered as possible. With the new fiber lines coming in, it will let us have remote access. There'll be, hopefully, a remote monitoring station at the dispatch. Not saying that they will actually watch it all the time, but you know, where they'll at least be able to see if there's something goes on. Maybe if a fire breaks out, they'll probably notice it maybe even before someone who could call it in. And that's kind of the hope there. The camera system, we're hoping to increase the resolution on the cameras, which will help us detect faces. As you know, our cameras are pretty far away. If someone is out there trying to vandalize something, if we can catch their face, if they're driving in, we hope to catch their license plate number, you know, typical things, make a model of the car. You know, some way, whenever they come in here, we want to make sure everyone gets, you know, we can track back anyone who may be there to do harm.
Well, that's something you and I and the mayor and I have discussed. As most of you probably are familiar from these shows, I'm also the director of the 911 Center, and we had many conversations with the city, and we're very much on board with that idea. While, of course, it's completely impossible for a 911 dispatcher to constantly monitor a park security camera, you know, Chad's exactly right. If we do happen to see something out of place, especially after hours, after the park's closed, you're going to get a lot quicker response and a lot better opportunity to catch somebody or stop destruction before you wait on somebody from the public to notice it, who, you know, there may not be anyone else in the park to notice.
Right, right. And again, we can put up cameras, we can do all sorts of stuff like this, but the biggest deterrent is really for when people see stuff going on that's nefarious, to call 911. Let the authorities know something is going on. If not, then they have no idea to respond. You have to tell them that something's going on for them to respond. I'm sure that point has been driven home on this show numerous times.
It has, but we'll go ahead and reiterate it. He's exactly right. That's what we're here for. Protection of property is the name of our game. And if you do see anything, say something. We, just so everyone knows, we don't have to take your name. You can leave anonymous information, and we will act on it. But the only way to protect our resources, both in the county and both of the cities, is, you know, we rely on you and the public to let us know when something's wrong. Well, Chad, we're not completely out of time, but we're winding down, and I know that you are a man of many words. So what can we look forward to beyond just what we've talked about? Give us a little close out and tell us why should we be at the park this year?
Yeah, some things I didn't get to touch on yet. Ground maintenance, we're improving the grounds constantly. If you're out there in the past week or so, you'll notice quite a few loads of dirt. Try and get as much stuff leveled out as possible. We also will be opening our new soccer field in the fall, so look for that. And I want to mention another event we have, our Music in the Park, which is very popular. Coming up, we have Highway 15, the Morgan Hudson Clogger. Highway 15 on June 8th, Morgan Hudson Cloggers on the 25th. Shifting Cash and Jessica Begley Hall are hosting it right now. And there I'll be doing an open mic on June 22nd. Cornbread Opera will be there July 6th. Another open mic on July 13th with Jessica and Shefton. EBC Praise Team on July 20th. Hannah Wheeler on the 27th. And a whole list of other people coming in August. So we've got quite a bit going on there. So look for that. And that's on Thursdays starting around 6 o'clock.
Well, we thank you again for coming on, Chad. And it sounds like it's going to be another great summer at the Stanton City Park. We look forward to having you back. give us a month or so, a couple weeks, and we'll get another update on park life in the city of Stanton. So thanks, Chad.
Anytime. Thank you for having me.